Thank you for calling Jewel Box Jewelers. Please listen to our menu options as they have recently.
Good morning.
Well, hello. How are you today, Gail?
I'm half asleep, but I'm here.
Hi.
I didn't sleep so hot.
Ah, that stinks.
The dogs woke me up at like 2:30 in the morning.
For what?
I don't know. I couldn't figure anything out.
I know. That's so annoying. You're like, go back to sleep.
I know, because one of them starts, and the other little guy starts, and then the other one starts whining and crying, and it's like, ugh.
How long did it last?
Oh, about a half hour.
I wonder if something maybe was outside your window or something.
Well, it started raining really hard.
Oh,
and the wind started blowing, and Declan doesn't like wind.
Declan? How did you come up with that name?
She came with that name.
Interesting. And what's your other dog's name?
Oliver.
Oh, I like that.
And then Itsy Bitsy Boo Boo Booger Bear.
What in the world? That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. He's usually Itsy, or he's Bits, or he's Boo Boo.
Aw. Oh, my God. You have three dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you only had two and a cat or something like that.
No, just the two. Just the three.
Oh, there you go. They're all small dogs. They're not bigger, right?
They're all small. All small.
Yeah. And they probably follow you everywhere, huh?
Oh, the Declan follows me everywhere. Oh, he's lazy. He just lays in bed all the time.
Which was the one
or
that you...
Or recliner.
Which one had the, what is it, the seizures? Didn't one of them have...
That's Declan.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Declan.
How's that been? Like, the medicine's helped with that?
She's fine. She's absolutely fine.
Isn't that something? Huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's super fine. Yep. She just had her neurologist checked up, like, last week.
Oh, really? How did they do that for a dog?
She gets blood work.
Oh.
Check on her levels.
Oh. I, like, picture this dog, like, with, like, what?
In an MRI.
Like, layers stuck to its head. Oh, my God. That's funny. So... All right, so are you all decorated, or you're still doing the decorations over there?
I'm not doing it until everybody else, I was walking down Main Street, and everybody's got their windows in and stuff, and they're putting up the wreaths on the lampposts today and stuff. And it's like, nope, I'm not doing it until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So, yeah, I know. Let Thanksgiving come, so...
Yeah, well, I was driving home last night, and people have their Christmas lights out.
Are you
and
serious?
On.
Wow.
Not just out and up, they're on.
Huh.
Come on,
I know,
let the turkey have its day.
I know, I agree with you. Jeez Louise. So, other than that, I was just checking in. Everything going okay?
Seems to be.
Yeah. Was it busy yesterday? Is it started picking up with special orders and things?
Sorta. Kinda sorta. It's, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're still kinda kicking tires.
Oh. You know, that's crazy. Like, they literally wait.
Yeah. Don't wait too long. We won't have anything.
I know. My son
the
told
good stuff
me,
will be gone.
My son was like, Mom, I know what I want for Christmas. I only want one thing. I'm like, all right. I go, what is it? Because he's, like, so hard to shop for. And he's so picky. He's 20 years old, right?
So
I go, well, what do you want? He goes, I want a cold-pressed juicer, not a cheap one. I go, how much are they? He goes, they're, like, $300 Yeah. They're not cheap, like the cold-pressed juicer. He goes, think about it. And then he's trying to sell me on it because he drinks cold-pressed juice. and like for cold pressed orange juice, which once you try it, it's like you will never go back
to yum.
Yeah, you'll never go back to regular orange juice. Like it is, it like I can't even describe how it tastes. And he's like done like the cold pressed watermelon with mint, like so good. Yeah, but anyway, like the juice, if you get the orange juice, it's like $15 a bottle. It's not
cheap.
He goes, so think about it. In the long run, it will save money. Think of, and the small juices that he drinks, they're like $6 a pop. Yeah. Yeah. But he's like, it, you know, after time, we'd save our money, you know, just doing cold pressed juicer. I go, yeah, but you got to make sure you clean the damn thing. You're a pain in the ass.
Oh,
because
the pulp.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because it literally squeezes it, or even like watermelon. Like it squeezes the watermelon. Like he's done the watermelon mint. He's got a cheap juicer, but you use a lot of fruit. But it's really good. Like it's very good.
Yeah, you can get creative.
Very creative, yeah. Like he's done fresh ginger and orange juice before, because ginger is really good for you. So he's done that.
Yeah.
But. Mhm. Yeah, kind of like you can get creative with smoothies, like fruit smoothies, too. Very much so.
You're making me thirsty.
I know, right? I'm telling you, if you, like, ever find...
I have a juicer, but I don't... And I've never used it once. I bought
really?
It.
Really?
I do celery juice.
Oh, yeah. I hear celery juice is really, really good for you. It's very good for you. That and carrot. Carrot and turmeric together. I've seen that juice, too. I know. See, you should try it. Now I'm giving you ideas of what to, maybe you should, there you go. You could do like watermelon, mint, and like some kind of like, I don't know, would like a rum be good with that? Or like,
ooh.
Yeah, right?
Ooh.
10 o'clock in the morning and I'm thinking of
10 o'clock in the morning and I'm doing cocktails.
Yeah, you could probably make some good pairs for cocktails.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pear
add
juice.
That.
Pear juice. Make pear.
There you go. Oh, yeah. You could add that to the food that you're having for Thanksgiving. So. Anyway, all right. Well, hopefully something new comes up, and you'll be giving me a call later with some diamond cards.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully a check arrives.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So they send it to you, and then you have to cash it, and you send it to me.
And then I have to cash it and send it to you.
That's what I thought, because somebody else asked me about that, because her jeweler's going through the same exact process. Like, there's literally, like, five of them that were going through the same process. And, it, like, yours was from the beginning of October, wasn't it, or was it September?
Right. No, it was, well, end of September.
Yeah, I sent you those diamonds, September 17th, I sent them to you.
Jeez.
Yep. So, it's State Farm. We have no control over this. So, I'll let Lenny know. But you're good otherwise. All right?
All right. Well, thank you. Have
you
a great day.
Got it. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.